Every time you do the arm energy. Pump, I like it. Don't stop.
Okay.
I'm going to start doing the arm pump with you, actually.
Okay. Synchronized arm pumping.
Can you see my tay-tay?
I see your tay-tay.
She looks sassy, right? She's just like...
She does look pretty sassy in that picture.
I couldn't resist this one, but are those strawberries on your socks?
Strawberries on the socks?
Here, hold your foot up to the camera. Can you get there? All right, he's got strawberry. Every time I see him, he's got different shit on his socks.
Do you want to know why?
Well,
super cheesy.
Okay. Well, now everyone's on the edge of their seat, so go ahead.
It was started with my woman leaving a pair of her socks behind, so I wore them.
God.
So then...
I went on Amazon. Nobody wants to...
Then I went on Amazon and bought my own.
So, yeah. Well, good for you. And we'll just do a segment every show. Which socks are Trey wearing tonight?
Which fruit is on my socks?
Which fruit?
This one actually has hearts on it, too.
Is it usually fruit?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Go ahead. Go ahead. Do you have a headline tonight?
I do have a headline. Thanks for the segue.
I don't care if there's hearts on your strawberry socks.
So this comes from our wonderful country of Canada. Toronto. Neighbors to the north. Toronto man gets prison for tricking other men into anonymous sex through hole in sheet.
In a sheet.
So basically, he was tricking men into having sex with him through a hole in a sheet. And he got prison time.
Like his bottom looked like a JJ?
Well, so first off, I've got some fun questions that... You know, that led to this.
Okay. Do you have the story on this one, or is this just a headline?
I actually did find the story on this one,
too. Okay, good. Because this seems... I thought it was going to be like a glory hole in the bathroom, but go ahead.
One of my questions is, jail really going to be a punishment?
Right.
Can you define tricked? How many dudes got tricked before someone started asking questions?
Yeah, nobody seemed to mind, apparently, on this story.
That's what led me to go find the story.
Yeah.
It said the same guys were repeatedly like, you got me again. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oops. I messed up again.
Something tells me they weren't tricked.
Yeah.
Casper the Fleshy Ghost.
I know. I'm trying to go by my gut instinct, and that was what it was right there.
Note to self, 1,000 thread count sheets for maximum opacity?
There we go. I like that one.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out if there was any other good ones, but no. So anyway, I found the story from this young man, and it makes me wonder if jail time was really necessary. I mean, on two separate occasions in 2020, a gentleman by the name of Tony, we'll call him Saphir, tricked two men into believing they were talking to a woman online and invited them over to his Toronto home to have anonymous sex through a hole in a sheet hanging in a doorway.
But why is that appealing? Why does somebody want to? Why would somebody be like, oh, hell yeah, I get to go have a sex through a hole in a sheet?
Well, I've heard a lot about this, like glory holes and stuff like that.
It's their own version of a glory hole.
Yeah, you don't really know what's on the other side. Maybe that's what leads to the excitement of it.
Well, that doesn't excite me at all. Exactly. Go ahead.
So it said the ruse came to an end when the second man, so how many men got tricked? Apparently it was only two. Finally pulled the sheet down to find Saphir cowering on the ground in a black wig, and he was later arrested.
In a black wig. So, like, even though they couldn't see him through the sheet, it was like, just in case, I'm going to throw on a wig?
Maybe that was his kink. He liked to dress up like a woman.
And pretend. So this was the bottom hole, right?
Well,
I mean, like, I can't. What else would it be? I mean, or is he like blowing these people?
It says he was convicted on two counts of sexual assault, given that the victims had been misled about the identity of their sexual partner.
Okay.
So doesn't guys sometimes lie about who they really are? You know.
Yeah, but is it sex or is it oral sex? That's my question. Do you know? If you don't, that's fine. You did a fantastic job on research tonight. I don't want to ruin it.
So the judge found that the two victims believed they were talking online with a woman and were going over to her home for a quote-unquote glory hole scenario.
Okay, that's a BJ.
That is a hole in a wall or other material through which people can engage in typically anonymous sex. As instructed, the victims walked into the home, put their penises inside a hole in a sheet.
Let's see what happens.
Oral sex was performed.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, I've heard.
And then it became penetration without warning.
Oh.
Which both victims believed was anal. Oh. Their identities are...
How long did it take him to... Oh, I'm done. That was...
That had to have been a butt.
It's like eating your entire steak and being like, this was not medium rare.
And
anyway,
so basically he was...
You didn't like that joke? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was reading it and actually I missed it.
Yeah, sometimes you miss my jokes. But that's all right.
I'll hear it when I listen to the show. But you got me thrown off.
That's okay.
Anyway, the judge in the sentencing decision basically found that there was no evidence of real remorse or appreciation of harm done, which led to her judgment of, how long did I say? 14 months on each count, so 28 total months in prison for these acts.
28 total months. So if my math is right, I'm going to go 12 times... 2 is 24. That's 2 years.
In 4 months.
So...
Oh, not to mention he'll be on the sex offenders registry for the next 10 years.
That's... I think that's a decent... That's a decent sentence for that, though. I mean, because it's like, look, if you're going to come over for sheet play, if you will...
Aren't you taking...
You're taking a risk anyway. 2 years. I thought you were going to tell me a couple months, and then I'd be like, all right, fine. This guy can stay in there for 2 months, get banged in the ass, and move on. He probably want to stay.
I guess I don't understand. Well, I understand what he did wrong, but is it jail-worthy?
Yeah.
So
I think it's jail-worthy, but not a long time. I think it's just like...
I don't know if it's jail-worthy. It's maybe a fine.
Think about what you've done for a weekend.
But in the sex registry, I mean, he wasn't misleading, you know, minors and stuff like that. So, I mean, I get it.
I don't know.
It's misleading, but I guess, you know, with all the catfishing and stuff that's done out there, where do we draw the line between misleading and sexual assault?
Have you been catfished?
Oh, absolutely. But I didn't take it far enough.
That's what I meant. I don't care if you actually, you know, found out.
But honestly, I guess I wouldn't go. I probably wouldn't put myself in that situation either.
Yeah, you wouldn't put an anonymous.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I hear stories all the time about these. You can go to these locations and just put yourself into a hole. You don't know what's touching you. What I've heard giving you pleasure. So
what I've heard is there's a lot of them in like public restrooms,
right?
Through the walls of the men's and the women's. Well, what if that wall is fairly thick and you've only got like a 5-incher?
Yeah, you can't get all the way through
like,
there.
It's just like the little the person
having
can't
to stick
even.
Their tongue through that to meet it.
This is not the glory hole for you, sir. Let's move on from that.
Okay.
I love when I have a nice joke and it segues out. I'm going to do butthurt comments to the show, but I didn't really have any this week.
Wait a minute before you move on. Can you see my Tay-Tay picture?
Oh, yeah. Okay, she's a redhead tonight. She is vintage. It looks like she's from the 70s.
A little old school action.
And it's like her whole head is your screen. See, I needed a little skirt action over here.
Yep.
But now I got both. Well done. I hope Tay-Tay appreciates us.
Right.
Fuck Travis Kelce. We would be two better choices.
We need to have Travis Kelce pictures up.
All of a sudden, we're start the Travis. We're the Kelces. The Kelces. Something. Kelces. Anyway. But
Trifties.
I didn't get a lot of butthurt this week, which is great.
Really? Did the internet go down or something?
Yeah, I know. Well, believe it or not, it was a lot of likes and a lot of views, and it wasn't a lot of dislikes, but they just didn't say anything. Mm. We get both because
they probably realized, you know, we don't want their comment read, so they just don't say anything.
Maybe. I don't know. But the one guy went way back. And he kept going. He wouldn't stop. And so he's going to get the butthurt comment to the show of the week, if you will. And this guy, and, you know, again, wish I was more prepared. His name is Will C.
Will C.
At least there's a name there. There's still a picture of a fucking W. So he's hiding behind the letter. But, you know, he seems to be very anti-Israel. He's very pro-Palestinian. And so he went way back and he commented just, I think, yesterday maybe or 2 days ago about the when we had our Israeli counterpart, our acquaintance on.
Yes.
And he said what I condemn, because my question was, well, what are we, you know, why are the Palestinians not condemning Hamas? That was a question.
Right,
we're going way back. Sorry.
Right. It was way back.
Do you remember? What are we talking about? Hamas, the terrorist group that was elected into power by the Palestinians. I know that to be true. This guy, you know, he says what he condemns is the imaginary beheading of imaginary babies. So he's beheading claiming
imaginary babies.
He's claiming that it's all being made up and that Palestinians and Hamas are not actually killing babies.
Wasn't there videos of this?
Well, that's what I said. I said it's kind of hard to sway me, sir, when there's a assuming Will is a man. That when there are video and the documentation and this is where it got me. He said it's a documented fact, which is not. One baby named Benjamin, RIP, died in crossfire. Nicole Zedek admits her false claims of 40 beheaded babies was a lie. Do you have any clue who the hell Nicole Zedek is?
I think she was in my homeroom class.
She's homeroom?
Yeah.
In the back? You were in the back with Nicole?
So no.
I don't have the self-control anymore that I should have. And I kept going. And he goes, I said, well, so one person admits this and all of a sudden it's a lie? Like one person said that it was false. Well, Nicole Zedek is an Israeli journalist from channel I-24, not someone I made up. Does he think I watch I-24 Israeli journalists? Like,
you don't watch that?
I was like, why would I know who this is? I never said you made her up. I just said it was one person.
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell this is.
Right.
And why is she credible? Like, give me a break. Other people are saying that it's true.
She's on I-24.
She's on I-24.
Credible.
And then he says, not just some random journo, a journalist who made up false claims of beheaded babies. And then the U.S. president claimed to have seen the proof that it doesn't exist. And then she admitted that she made it up. This was not just one woman that did this. This was a bunch of videos, and people saw it.
So she came out making it. She made it up, and then
this is what
her his story got.
So he kept going and this and that and blah blah blah. And it's more propaganda about how Israel is the bad guy, Palestinians are innocent, Hamas is innocent, right?
Yep.
This is all fake. No one's seen video clips of any of this.
Yeah. Even I've seen video clips.
Yeah, and I know people will say that things are photoshopped and this and that, but come on, not everything. Some things you can't really photoshop, right, Trey?
Well, and we haven't seen all the stuff that Israel's done bad too. That's what their claims are, is why they're fighting back finally. So
yeah,
where's those videos at?
Well, that's true. I mean, and maybe our country is maybe they are censoring them. And if they are, I disagree with that too. And yeah, I'll say that.
With this social media though, yeah, there would have to be some that slipped through.
You would think. But when there have been a few, but it's very minimal compared to what you're seeing on the other side. And that's where people are having a problem. Again, we won't get back into this whole conversation about Israel and Palestine, but that's the thing.
Fine.
Unless you really want to.
No, go ahead, Ryan.
I will just say that there are a group of people over here in this country that feel like they have to align with the Palestinians because they are the poor Palestinians who are being abused. Because guess what? They're not as powerful as the Israelis.
Right.
The Israelis, they're big and bad and tough, and so they must be the bad guy. Or they could just be big, bad, and tough, and the good guy. And they're big, bad, and tough.
Sticking up for themselves.
That's what I understand. The United States, for so long, I hope we still are, was big, bad, and tough. And I would like to think we were the good guy. Some people would argue and say, oh, oil and all that bullshit, and that we need to get out of other countries, and I don't disagree. But bottom line is that a guy like this comes on here and just, like, I'm supposed to know who this fucking person is. You don't watch I-24 in Israel? And I'm like, no.
You don't have it on DVR?
No. Yeah, so it was just funny. And it wasn't really butthurt, but since we didn't have any butthurt this week, I went with that one.
Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. So good for you and your one. Keep watching her and see what she does for you.
On I-24.
I-24, I'm assuming that's Israeli 24.
24, yeah.
Israel 24. You know, we didn't do a lot of it last week, but how about we do some Tay-Tay talk?
Okay.
There she is, singing with her cordless microphone, not yours.
Oh. Mine's not singing.
She's not singing. She's kind of glaring. She's prepping. I came across this, and it's really funny, and to the young lady who I know who reposted this, I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
And I knew her from back in the day at,
oh, okay,
in college, and she's great. She was, she's a sweet girl, and she admitted Swifty, like, more than us, Trey.
Is she a friend of the show?
I think she's a friend of the show. I don't know about this. Wasn't her, although she did preface it by saying, "Stop being mean to someone you've never even met."
Okay.
Okay. And she posted this, and this was from a woman named Erin. "I'm just going to say it. You cannot use your social media to build up women and then complain about seeing Taylor Swift on TV during a football game." Fair enough, no?
Do we use our social media to build up women?
Apparently.
Okay.
If anything, I don't think we do. We love you all.
Now we're trying to build us up. Build us up.
She goes on, "If you saw anything other than family support, love, energy, and Jason's belly last night, you missed the point. Next, Taylor doesn't ask to be on TV at the game. In fact, the decision to pan to her is probably made by a guy. You don't have to like her music to respect what she's done. She's a pretty, fantastic businesswoman and humanitarian. She's a woman supporting her boyfriend just as he's supported her. Maybe it's love that will last, maybe it won't. But can't we be hopeful and happy for someone else's happiness? Your girls are empowered by seeing her. Stop knocking down their idol with nastiness." That's it. I just saw that and I was like, this seems a little dramatic.
That is dramatic. That wasn't to us, was it? Oh, okay, because that could have been a good butthurt comment.
Yeah, it would have been great. Well, this is just in general, and this is what's been happening, is that these people feel like they have to defend her, and Taylor is probably like, I'm okay, take it easy, everybody.
Well, she's jetting across the world.
But yeah,
she's
fine. It's just like, have you seen those memes, by the way, about the jet?
No.
She's on the political side that talks about climate change and, you know, environment. And she's taking this private jet everywhere.
Private jet.
Which she is. She can't deny it.
Gotcha.
But I thought that was funny. So that was, it's just, come on. You don't need to defend Tay-Tay to that point. I mean, that was very dramatic. And the guy that zooms in on her is probably a man. And that seems sexist.
Because all cameramen are men. All it's camera right there in the name. Damn it. I didn't even realize
all
it.
All camera people.
Keep camera people. Be, yeah.
There are women cameramen. There are.
No, it's right there in the name.
There are women policemen. There are. There are all sorts of women.
There are women congressmen.
I like that one. But they are out there. So for this person to say that, you need to be careful.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go into something a little more serious about Tay-Tay. And this is about her and about Swifties. So everybody that's a Swiftie.
Like us.
Take note that the Black Lives Matter co-founder.
Oh, shit.
Her name is Melina Abdullah.
Okay, yeah.
She's 51, if anyone gives a shit. She is calling Swifties racists.
Oh, shit. Why?
And she said that the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl is a right-wing white supremacist conspiracy.
The Chiefs winning the Super Bowl is a right-wing white supremacist. Really?
What do you think about that?
Isn't the Chiefs quarterback a black quarterback?
Well, he's mixed. It's mixed Mahomes. He's on our we're gonna draft
all time quarterback side. Both sides.
But I guarantee you there's some black players on the Chiefs. And it just I read this and I wanted to just kind of shove it aside and say it's just this Black Lives Matter bullshit where they just want attention, and that's the way they're doing it, is by saying random shit.
Well, that's what we do already.
Right, but I mean...
can't take our thunder.
No, don't take our thunder. We are the ones that say random shit. But what scares me is that this is a professor. She's a professor at Cal State, and she teaches some sort of weird something. But the bottom line is she's kind of...
What's her reasoning behind it,
though? Well, I'm going to get there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just...
You know, I'll shut up.
You know how I take my time.
Yeah, build it up.
She said in a tweet, Swifties are racist. I feel it. I don't think it. It feels like when there are too many American flags around me. What do you think about that? Do you remember a conversation a long time ago where there's a woman that said whenever she saw an American flag, it made her think of racism? And
I do.
Which we, you know, vehemently shot down. And I'm doing the same here. Like, what is this chick talking about?
I guess what I don't understand is when people feel like the American flag is racist, why are you living in America?
Well,
is that is that a dumb opinion?
Is the goal to change the flag? Is the goal to not fly the flag? Is the goal to change our national anthem? We talked about the black quote unquote national anthem last time,
right?
What's your goal here by saying these types of things? And again, I think it's because she wants attention and to Black Lives Matter. She this is the same woman that lost a case where she claimed she deserved $10 million and something in California because of the chapter, and the judge said, you're out of your mind. And she got all mad, and we're still going to fight the fight, even if the judge, you know, that kind, she's that. Come on.
Interesting.
After Kansas City won, this was her tweet. Why do I feel like this was some right-wing white supremacist conspiracy? Boo. So apparently she was cheering for the Niners. By the way, who have Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy and some other white people.
Kittle.
A few of them. And then she claimed she got a voicemail from a hater who claimed, she said he was a deep-voiced man who claimed to be a Swiftie. It wasn't me, I swear. And she then said, Swifties are full-fledged, violent, white delusionists.
Wow, violent, really?
Violent.
All these little girls running around with friendship bracelets are violent?
Oh, yeah. You don't mess with them.
Because they're out looting and...
Yeah, they're the ones that are destroying the cities and burning them down and all that.
The Swifties.
The Swifties. So Swifties, unite. Swifties, we're with you. Swifties forever. All of the all the hashtags you can do.
Swifties forever.
Tay-Tay, Swifties, Swifties. They're a bunch of... Wow. But I need to call her out. I mean, this lady, Melinda, whatever, or Melina Abdullah, give me a break.
It's an interesting take.
I mean, it made no sense. It just made no... It just doesn't. I mean, it's a way for her to... She had nothing to say. So it's like, let's say something to stir the pot. And I get it. Sometimes I post some of our clips that stir the pot, but it actually leads to conversation. This led to conversation, but it wasn't really a conversation. It was more like, this woman's a dumbass.
I don't understand where she would come out with the fact that they're dangerous, and
I
don't get it.
I just wanted to inform the Swifties to unite.
Just in case they didn't.
That's it.
Okay.
Swifties, go look and check out what this lady said about you, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter. And ironically, those are the people that are on the left. Black Lives Matter, all lefties. I love it when liberals go after liberals and conservatives go after conservatives. I love this idea of like, oh man, we're on the same team. And oh, until you do this. She just basically isolated like tons of people on her side.
Right.
Like an idiot. Anyway, she's a dumbass.
Wow. Interesting story though.
Melina Abdullah, you're a dumbass. And we'll move on. Trey, I have... an early birthday / Christmas present for you tonight. I have two stories about Florida people.
Great.
Knowing that you think that everything happens in Florida.
I love my Floridians.
Not everything, but a lot happens in Florida. This is going to be worth it, I think. We'll start with the woman story. There's a story about a woman and a story about a man in Florida.
Ladies first.
I can't even. There's a woman named Jacqueline. I guess it's either AIDS or Ades. I'm hoping it's Ades because AIDS sounds bad.
Yeah.
Ades. Ades or Addis.
Ades.
Ades, something like that. Jacqueline. Okay. She was 31 at the time. She lived in Florida.
Okay.
She met a man online on a dating app.
Uh-oh, did she?
I've heard that you've swiped on a few of these before in your life.
Did she have a white sheet up with a hole in it?
No, but that would have been amazing. She went on a first date with the man they met, and I forget whether it was because he was in town. I think he was in town in Florida, and they met up, and they had one date. And she proceeded over the next 10 months, long story short, to text him over 159,000 times.
She texted him?
She texted him 159,000 times. It was an average of like 500 a day or something like that.
Wow.
After the first date. This was in 2017 when the first date happened. She was escorted off of his property. Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Wait a minute. How did the date go?
Yeah, I was going to tell you. I was going to tell you. Apparently, good for her. What she said, I forgot to tell you, was that if you ever, where to go? if you ever block me, I'll come to Arizona and find you.
Damn.
So he blocked her and she came to Arizona.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's the point.
So he lived in Florida some point?
I think he was visiting or doing something and they went out and they Tinder matched because, like, why not hook up? And she...
It was love at first sight for her.
I'll let you know. I'll go ahead and tell you right now. I'll skip. I was going to do it later, but I'll do it now. This is what she said when a reporter asked whether she thought sending so many texts was a bit excessive. Excessive. Love is an excessive thing, is what she said.
Okay.
If he wants me to go to jail, I should be in jail. I appreciate it. He's the light. I'm the love. He knows what to do when I follow the rules. Whatever this means, by the way.
Wow.
Oh, I'm not done. I felt like I met my soulmate and everything was just the way it was, Ades said in an interview with the media. I thought we would do what everyone else did. We'd get married, everything would be fine, but that's not what happened. When asked if she was crazy, Ades simply said, "No, I'm the person that discovered love." So that's what she said there. So she went to Arizona and in 2017 was escorted off the property when he called the police.
Wow.
In 2018, he broke into her house. I'm sorry.
That turned quickly.
She broke into his house. I apologize. And when he realized that her car or whatever is there, he called the police and they found her in his bathtub just taking a bath. with a butcher knife.
Oh, shit. So this chick's dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
She must be a
Swiftie. That's what I'm about to get to.
Oh.
The danger. She must be a, yeah. Oh, yeah. She must be out for blood, like the Swifties. So a month later, she came to his work saying she was his wife to everybody, and everyone's wow. like, okay. And then at that point, she was taken into custody. There was
it takes that much.
Enough's enough kind of scenario.
This was in what year? I'm sorry?
In 2018, so a year later.
Okay.
And in 2019, because she, I think, I forget, I don't know, I forget which incident it was, but something kept her. I mean, she was in jail. She went because of a restraining order or the knife or the...
Butcher knife.
Breaking into people's homes.
Golly.
In 2019, an attorney asked for a psych evaluation. Makes sense, I suppose.
Yeah.
But what I don't like is
why did it take that long?
What I don't like is people that get off on psych, you know, like, oh, she has psychological issues, and then it's like, all right,
let her free.
Yeah, go ahead. And so she did a whole 2 weeks in a psychological establishment.
Yeah,
and her parents, who said they had been in touch with her the whole time she was in Arizona,
she's an angel,
came to pick her up and bring her back to Arizona, or excuse me, back to Florida. Where she was going to seek continued treatment.
Right.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, she still was not allowed to contact that guy.
You think?
So let me tell you, before I end this story, some of the quotes, or some of the texts that she sent him. She threatened to wear his flesh and devour his organs.
Good God.
She said, "Don't ever try to leave me. I'll kill you." Doesn't seem very nice.
At all.
She said, "I hope you die, you filthy Jew."
Wow.
"I'm the new Hitler. That man was a genius."
Damn.
Yeah, before it was just, "I'm going to kill you." Now we're bringing in some anti-Semitism into it. And it gets, this woman.
I'd be curious to see what her profile said. What her bio said.
Indigo. And of course, if you block me, I'll come to Arizona. And apparently, to end the story, there was a website that put the story back out because they thought it was interesting. And I agreed, obviously, because we're telling it to you now. Apparently, she passed away.
Oh.
In 2021, and the cause of death is unknown. Can you imagine? Anything. Maybe
unknown.
60
wow.
men were got together and said, "Let's just put her
get
in
rid
river.
Of this
yeah.
one."
But she passed away in November of 2021.
Did you say how old she was?
Well, 31 when it all happened in 2017. So that would be 35, right, Trey? Depending on the month.
Add the yeah.
Carry
the three.
Yeah. So that was the
That's wild. I'd be
have curious. You ever had a woman after a first date, text you a little too much?
No, not that bad.
But I mean, no, well, not that bad. But I mean, just a little where you're like, "Oh, come on, like, get the hint."
The only thing I've had when it comes to texting, well, this was back when they charged you for texting. I didn't realize it.
It's a long time ago.
I was seeing a girl, didn't call her my girlfriend, didn't want a relationship, told her that, and she would call me. I wouldn't answer, so she'd text me. So we would text back and forth. I think I got a bill for $250 and just over texting.
You got to get the unlimited
like,
plan.
Oh, shit.
How did you not have the unlimited?
At the time, I didn't realize it cost that damn much to text. So I learned after that first time.
And this was someone you didn't like.
I mean, it was just at the time. I mean, God, I don't know how old I was. It was probably before my first wife. So
oh.
It was a long time ago.
Well, yeah, before fixed texting
yeah.
rates.
So...
$250 for a girl you were so-so about.
Yeah. Man. I mean, I wasn't looking for anything at the time. Yeah. So.
Texting was cool then.
Well, yeah, I just didn't want to talk on the phone.
I know. I'm that way. The older generation is not that way. Have you noticed that? My dad will get angry. He's like, I don't want to text anymore. My thumbs hurt. I'm like, do your thumbs really hurt? Or are you just... And he'll call and I'm like, oh. You know, and it's not because I don't want to talk to my dad. It's just texting was working out fine. I was able to do other things while I texted.
See, and that makes sense. I never realized that because it always frustrates me when my mom's texting me and I can't respond back. So I try to call her, to my mom.
She won't answer.
And she doesn't answer.
Well, it's because she's doing other things. That's the point of text. In my opinion, that's what makes texting great is because I can set it down, go take a leak.
Have a conversation.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many times I've been texting my dad. I put my phone down. I go take a leak. And he calls while I'm in the bathroom. And he texts me. We're texting, but you don't pick up your phone. And I'm just like, Dad, I was taking a piss. I'm sorry. Like,
right.
If that ever happens, that's probably what's going on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bio break.
So there's... I haven't had that. Fortunately, I've been with my wife now for almost 11 total years.
Has it been 11 years already?
11 years and in July. So 10 and a half years.
Wow.
And so I haven't had this, but I have had a few. I've had some issues. I had one issue back in the day, and I won't get too into it in case she's still listening somehow. Let's move on to the man. This one's a little funnier because he's such a dipshit.
He's a Floridian.
This guy, okay, apparently he had a tough time, and he was like he a couple of friends, and one of the guys was letting him stay in his place for a few nights because he was down on his luck and he got his wallet stolen and he had all ID and just everything was shitty, and so he stayed with him for a few nights. And then when he got a place and left, he came back, broke into his friend's place that he was staying
with. That's pretty shitty.
Yeah, the guy that was nice enough to let him stay there. And he stole all of these coins that were collector coins that this guy, apparently the one that had let him stay at the apartment, had been, according to him, you know, his dad passed a lot of them down. They're from different countries. Like, there were stories to all of them. Like, this is
interesting,
meaningful shit.
Right.
And this guy just took it all. And he said he sold like a couple of them for like a grand and whatever. And okay. But then he got lazy and he said he was tired of going to thrift stores. So guess what he did with the rest of the coins? And we're talking about $33,000 worth of collectible coins. So he got maybe a grand or two. Okay. Good for him. Guess what he did with the rest of the coins?
Did he like dump it down the sewer or flush them down the toilet?
You mean just to get rid of them?
Yeah.
No, no. Have you heard of something called Coinstar?
Oh, no.
At the grocery store?
Yes.
You take your American money and you dump it in there and it gives you, you can take it up and get dollars.
Right.
It's just easier.
Right.
Yeah, he dumped the rest of it down at Coinstar and he got...
23 cents.
He got $29.30. Oh, okay. $33,000 in coins in the Coinstar was projected. Not before, but... down the Coinstar, and he got $29, and he was so freaked out that of course somebody would go and, you know, realize, because I'm sure the guy reported him, that he took his ticket, got his $29 and bailed. Isn't that great? It's karma. It's the universe that makes me happy. Sometimes the universe makes me angry. But
yes.
This time.
That's karma.
This
right
time
there.
Is great.
$29
and this guy goes and steals. This guy gave him a place to stay and he steals all his, you know, all these mementos and then.
Because obviously this guy wasn't trying to sell those coins.
No, he was keeping them, and if he ever wanted to, he could, and he could get a lot of money for them.
That's pretty fucking shitty right there. Do you have any coins here?
Yeah, $29. You got $29. I'll give you a couple. I have some pennies right here.
Okay.
I just thought I saw that and I said, a Florida man
serves him right.
Puts $33,000 worth of stolen coins and gets $29, and I had to.
That's open some that. Bullshit right there. That's definitely some wonderful karma.
So how about that for two Florida people? What do you think?
That was fun. That lady's crazy. That's again. I can't help but going back to find out what was on her bio in these dating apps.
Oh man,
looking for loyal man.
That's that's probably the one thing I wish
will hold on to you forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Looking, or I'll track looking, you down.
Looking for a man that
good
doesn't,
at stalking.
Doesn't want to get away.
Yeah.
That wants to stay close.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's do trending topics. What do you think? Let's roll through. And for anybody that didn't like the way we started doing this, we're just gonna, you know what? I'm not gonna click on anything. We're just gonna go through them and then Trey and I'll talk about them. We have enough knowledge, right?
Sure.
To pick out a few of these as we go down the list of trending topics to the second, by the way. I'm going to click it. I haven't even clicked it yet.
You haven't clicked it. Okay.
To the second trending topics and go down. And Trey and I have enough knowledge to let you know what's going on with these topics.
We'll tell you exactly what's going on.
And that's how we're going to do this thing. Because if we try and get too specific, it gets boring.
Yeah.
And it becomes almost inaccurate.
We already know what it is. So
we already know.
Trust us.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't even need to do your own research. All right. Trending in politics is Michigan.
Michigan. I heard this is actually going to be the next location for Taylor Swift's concert, but there was something going on. Yeah, she wants to do it on one of the Michigan lakes.
Oh.
And she wants to hover. But there's something to do with the emissions of these hoverboards and stuff like that, and there's a whole bunch of council people are coming out saying we don't want to mess up the lake and pollute it and stuff like that.
Oh, so, yeah, we'll just pollute our atmosphere with your jet.
So now the Swifties are supposed to be rioting out there soon. So you know how violent they can get.
The Swifties are marching.
So, yeah, that's what's going on in Michigan. Okay,
well, the other thing that's going on in Michigan is I think it's the Republican.
Oh, that's a possibility, too.
Not the caucus, but the whatever the other word is, but you know, it's the vote.
The primaries.
There you go.
Preliminaries.
There you go. The Republican primaries. You did get one.
Yes.
Check mark. I couldn't think of it.
So it's not the Taylor Swift concert.
Well, it could be, but it could be both. That's why it's on the top of the trending list.
Gotcha.
Entertainment. Free Her. Damn, I want to know who this is.
Free Her.
We're not clicking. Free Her. Did anybody we know go to jail?
It's probably has something to do with Madonna. Something to do with her dog walking or something. I guess she was out smoking weed while she was walking her dogs and it pissed off one of the neighbors and ended up calling the cops.
Yeah, but where does she live?
She was probably California.
Yeah, but California is legal.
They're good with the weed. Yeah, but you run across the wrong person. Karen that's going to call. So they came and arrested her. And so now they're trying to free her.
I don't really care to free her because she's a bitch. She used to be really hot, and I liked her music, but she's a bitch. The Masters.
The Masters.
It's not even until April, but it's already being talked about. I love it. I think it's because they're, of course, LIV and PGA are combining in Masters.
A lot of letters in there.
The Masters. QR9, Niner.
OPP.
So the Masters is allowing everybody from both of the leagues to play together. Nice. But I think a lot of the majors do that. So I don't know what's trending about the Masters. If maybe is Tiger going to play some of that bullshit? Whitmer. Do you know who that is? He's trending in politics. He or she is trending in politics. Whitmer.
I want to say this is the Montana governor that came out. I think he was caught with a priest at a local church doing some interesting shady stuff there. Just trying to raise money for his...
I'm going
to
tell you, I can't... For the first time, I cannot tell if you're being serious. Like you might have read a story about this. Because we are throwing this fucker right under the bus if we act all serious. Is this a true story? Just for this one?
No.
Okay. Whitmer didn't... yeah. He gets home, his wife's like...
I was listening to Stay in the Gray.
Those stay the great guys. Their sources are accurate. Yeah.
And I'm going to Taylor Swift's concert in Michigan.
Yeah.
On a hoverboard.
Quit touching kids. You fuck. Okay. More stay in the great knowledge. British royal family, Kate Middleton. Do you remember that? I get them all mixed up. She married one of the prince,
one of the redheaded guys,
or George, or one of those guys.
Yeah.
isn't she the one, or was it someone else? They both said, we don't want the attention, so we're going to move to the United States, and we don't want anybody, we don't want any money, no royal money. And now they're like, fuck, we made a mistake. Now we're broke? I don't know why she's trending. I'm going to guess she's kind of cute.
Kate Middleton. Why is she trending?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have to tell why.
We don't have to tell why?
Okay. No. But Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper, okay.
He's a gay man, which is fine. I didn't mean to start with that.
I think here recently, him and his husband talked about divorce.
Oh.
Because his husband, I think, started actually wanting a woman that identifies as a man. Okay. And so I think Anderson kind of got fed up with that whole.
But what if it was just pan romantic, or you know, there needed to be an emotion.
A panoramic? Like a
what if Anderson, what if he expected sheet play and they didn't give him any sheet play?
That's a possibility.
Anderson Cooper is the white haired CNN, I believe. It could be MSNBC, but I believe it's CNN. He's one of those anti-Trump guys. And he's, I don't know. I can't say I dislike the guy as much as some of the other reporters that are out there on both Fox and CNN, but he's just kind of that guy.
But I think his husband is a professional dog breeder.
Oh, I think that's what it is.
And he likes to ride horses backwards for some strange reason. He says it's about the aerodynamics of it, and it helps him from getting car sick.
So. I need to ask PETA what happens when the horses go backwards.
Backwards, yeah.
I'm going to mark Anderson Cooper riding horses
backwards. Is that okay, or is that
backwards? Okay.
A bad trend.
Yeah, we need to know, because, look, he can't get away with
it. Maybe that's safer for the horses, too, so...
trending in the United States, Lubbock. Lubbock, Texas, Trey. The home of Texas Tech.
Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Why would Lubbock be trending? That place is a shithole. And I'm sorry for any Lubbock listeners and Texas Tech alum. But Texas Tech, I've been there a few times. And maybe it's because I'm an Aggie, but you guys are assholes.
Yeah. Eat, period, point blank. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, why would it be trending unless Lubbock, Texas there's Tech. Something? Yeah. Well, and in all fairness, Lubbock, if you're born and raised, it's not about Texas Tech for you. I apologize. But everybody that's affiliated with Texas Tech can fuck off.
Well, honestly, what I heard is there was a recent study down there about an outbreak of herpes and the reasons behind it. And
I don't doubt that.
There's a lot of towel play, you know, bare butts, stuff like that. Gets in the eye, spreads down to the lips. Oh. And so, yeah.
Okay, so you think herpes is the reason Lubbock is
trending? Lubbock is trending, right.
Got it.
Yeah.
Trending in political figures, Mercedes Schlapp.
Mercedes Schlapp. Mercedes Schlapp.
Schlapp. The only thing I can think of, and I'm actually being real here, is that Donald Trump had something to do with this woman because he accidentally called Melania Mercedes in a speech.
Uh-oh.
And everybody, of course, is like, see, he's got dementia too. It's like, that's the one thing he's done versus Joe that daily falls down just walking.
See, I thought it was because she was trying to run for office, but there was a story that came out when she was a Girl Scout, how she used to sell the cookies and she kept money for herself. And
that seems more reasonable.
And she actually ended up in a horrible cocaine addiction. And so she actually ended up on the streets before she finally cleaned up and got into politics and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Sounds like a politician.
Yeah.
Now that you say that, that story's coming back to me.
You remember that now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I bought some Samoas from her one time. You know what? Let me take a quick moment to say fuck you to the Girl Scouts. And I'm gonna say why.
Uh-oh.
Because I respect the hell out of you, but your cookies are too good and I can't stay away.
Yeah.
When you're out there at the store and they don't even have to sell. They just look at you.
These girls are hustlers
too. They look at you and they look at you and then they look at the table of cookies. And it's like
just nod down.
I'll take eight boxes, you know, some of each. Of each. So I stayed away. I literally like went around the other
day. I always sneak out behind somebody so that they can catch the person in front of me and I can jet to my car.
One time I did look at him and I said, they're too good. I'm out of here. And they kind of like, what? But anyway, we love you, Girl Scouts, in a appropriate way. trending in political figures, Trump in November.
Trump November?
Well, Trump in November. November's the election. Oh. Donald Trump was probably going to be the Republican candidate.
I thought that was an anniversary or something.
It could be. It could be.
What maybe do you think? a golf tournament he was going to play. Yeah. That's a possibility.
He might do that right before the election. Election's on a Tuesday.
Could He's be got a guy's plenty. Trip.
Look, the election's on a Tuesday. He's got that weekend before and the weekend after.
To party?
The weekend after. I mean, he won't be inaugurated until January 20th, so he'll have some time. politics trending. Shut it down.
Shut it down. It's probably all the hate for our Swifties right now. Or maybe it's a new song coming out by Taylor Swift. Shut it down.
Shut it down. I don't know what it would be about. Shut it down.
Maybe all the hate between or about her and Travi.
Yeah. Just shut it down.
Just shut it down.
Yeah. Let's go on. I have nothing for that one. But it's in all caps, so it's got to be serious.
It's got to be. Then it's got to be about Taylor Swift.
politics trending. Wayne County. Where the fuck is Wayne County?
Wayne County? I want to say I read about this here recently.
Is that up in Michigan?
Wayne County.
Could it be? Because Michigan was trending too?
No, that can't be.
Okay, no. That would make
too much sense.
Yeah. They're trying to trick us. So Wayne County is where? Oregon?
Oregon? No, it's like Alabama. That seems like a Wayne County.
Okay. So what's Alabama. Happening in Wayne County you think that's trending?
I think a sheep herder got caught smuggling Cabbage Patch dolls. Across state lines.
What was in the Cabbage Patch dolls? Was it like Coke in the doll?
That would be too easy. No.
It wasn't Coke?
No. It was hamster poo.
Is there something in hamster poo that is hallucinogen?
Well, it's believed that if you take hamster poo, it's supposed to help something to do with your mental clarity. And so a lot of the older generation to
Mississippi because they need that.
There's a lot of old people in Mississippi and they're trying to help. Yeah. And the Cabbage Patch dolls, it just kind of brings that whole nostalgia feel to it.
The original Cabbage Patch dolls, like,
of course it was.
Do you remember any of their names?
No,
I do. And I'm ashamed and I'm not going to say it.
I don't remember.
My brother and I used to like sing the song and this kind of shit. And I remember the song and I'm not going to sing it.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I just realized I remembered it, and I was like, "Why do I remember
this all at the same time
in the middle of the show?" Okay, Wayne County, I both commend and am afraid of what you're doing right now.
Poor sheep.
So take it easy with the sheep and the Cabbage Patch dolls. Trending Biden in November.
Biden in November. That's when we won't see him again.
He moves along.
Yeah.
The wrong direction, probably.
How long do you think until they come out and say he's got dementia or he's got Alzheimer's or not to joke about those diseases?
Yeah. If you want to be serious for 2 seconds, which we really don't, but we will. I think that it would be, I think it would probably be like a couple of weeks after the election because I think it'll be like a sports player after the playoffs. Where it'll be like, I was playing with a broken ankle through that. In hockey, guys will say that all the time. Well, I was taping up my foot every night. So
he's going to come out and say, I have no idea where the hell I was.
Yeah, I would have won if I had known what was going on.
How quickly do you think he'll disappear? Just fade away?
Pretty quick. I think Biden will be pretty quick. I don't think we're ever going to... I think Obama's going to be around forever. He's going to be just annoying everybody.
Yeah.
And I also don't think Donald's going to go away no matter... I think Donald was like playing it cool these last 4 years because he knew he was going to make a.
This was like a mini vacation for him until he came back.
Yeah. And now he's ready to roll. Trending in Texas, Jack Smith. is the last one.
Jack Smith.
I have no idea who the hell that is.
From what I remember.
You know what? You know what impresses me most about you? And I didn't know this. You seem to know everybody. I mean, you have led a life of networking.
No, I just leave the news on while I go to sleep. Just funnels into me.
It's like it's one of those tapes that helps you quit smoking or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Jack Smith, where did you cross paths with Jack?
So I think Jack Smith actually broke the record recently for the most women met off of Tinder.
Oh.
And I don't know how they kept track.
The most that identified as women or actual?
Sure. But I think he was the first one that came up with the whole hole in the sheet idea. Just never got caught.
But there it is. That's why it's trending.
They had a big ceremony for him. I think that might have actually been in Lubbock. So that might have explained the Lubbock scenario too. Oh. So just giving him kudos.
It's all tied in. So he was in Lubbock. Jack Smith was in Lubbock.
So yeah, he never met a woman he didn't like, but he just didn't want to settle down.
Yeah.
So they just said he'd go on dates, but then right back on Tinder to meet the next one. So,
yeah, that might be Mercedes Schlapp.
And ended up breaking a record. So,
well, you know, good for Jack Smith. Could there be a more common name, Jack Smith? He's safe. He's safe. No one can find him.
Nobody can find him.
The 476,000 Jack Smiths.
I could have been mistaken. It might have been a record for most sperm donations too, but I could have swore it was just the.
I think it was John Smith.
John Smith. That's what it was.
So you're thinking of.
So good for John there.
Well, good for John. Good for Jack. I mean, good for everyone. Yeah. I mean, it seems like, you know, what's funny is when you do these. I love turning topics because it's just like. As you can tell, why are they trending? First off,
what scares me is if we got any of them close to being right.
Well, a lot of them are quote unquote. Yeah. What if there's a story about Jack Smith that comes?
Or it's like, oh shit, how'd they know that?
Or the fucking sheep herder with the Cabbage Patch dolls? Can you imagine? Anyway, but there's also trending. That was trending for me, for us, for our page. There's also trending. You know, for basketball, Reed Shepard. You know who that is? I don't know. Reed Shepard, Cleveland Cavaliers, Politics Michigan. So they're still the same. The Mavs, your Mavericks are trending in sports.
Maybe they are in a good way, though.
Maybe. Sean Spears, uncommitted, let him know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's just kind of, I would say, quasi-trending, if you will.
Quasi.
Yes.
Isn't it that guy that had the hunchback on his... From Notre Dame?
That's quasi.
Oh.
I think. I always answer
it's
you.
It's not Quasimodo?
I always, yeah. No, it's Quasimodo. I think I listen back sometimes and I'm like, oh, I don't think that was right to myself. I'm like, like, I said it with such conviction, though, that hopefully people will believe
me. Do your own research.
Do your research. Let's do a couple more of these trending ones. Now that I found. Do you want to do sports, entertainment, or news?
Which one can we have more fun with? Do sports.
I want to do what we are most accurate with, which is so far what we've done. The overall turning is what I've been doing, so let's do that. There's trending Sean Spears in wrestling.
Sean Spears, I do know who
You know who that is?
He was known as the Perfect Ten.
The Perfect Ten.
Perfect Ten was his gimmick.
So was he a handsome man?
No, not really.
So what? Why was he a Perfect Ten?
I don't know. That was his gimmick. He came out. He was a bad
guy. Hey, moving on. From wrestling. No one gives a shit.
I do.
Politics. Uncommitted.
Uncommitted.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good one for that one.
Sports. Kansas.
Kansas.
Okay. Only on X trending is Dipper.
Dipper.
Like the little and the big.
The little and the big Dipper.
Yeah. I don't know. Brock Cunningham.
Brock Cunningham. I do know about this gentleman.
Who's that
guy? I
want
to say he was the Tennessee man that was found. You remember this?
No, I was just pointing at you so you could keep going, not to stop because I was drinking a sip of wine.
Oh, my gosh.
Brock Cunningham was the Tennessee man that I heard this story. I'm not clicking on it. Not clicking on it.
Oh, anyway, so.
He's from Tennessee.
He's
from. Moving on. The Bulls are trending.
The Bulls?
Yeah. Hashtag pump rules, which I'm assuming is Vanderpump rules, which my. I don't want to admit this. God, why do I admit these things? My wife got me watching Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
There are some hotties on there, though, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I reached out to a few of them who have a podcast.
They have a podcast, really?
A couple of them do. And I reached out. One name is Stassi. She's pretty hot.
Had they answered?
No. it was only 4 months ago. No, I'm kidding. It was a couple weeks ago. And Willie Nelson's trending.
Is that man still alive?
Yeah, I'm telling you, you've refreshed this and it's like, it's new. It's new trending. That's why I keep saying, okay, we're done. Oh, wait, Willie Nelson.
I wonder if smoking weed doesn't have a...
I tell you what.
...effect to keep you young.
I want to know what else he... Is he a big drinker? Is he a big anything? If all he did is smoke pot his whole life and like...
Why is it not legalized?
...the munchies? Well, no, I'm just going to do it. I mean, move somewhere.
How old is he? Do you know? Is he at least in his 90s? 80s? 90s?
I don't know, but you know what? My computer is pretty smart.
That fun Google. Give them a plug. Maybe they'll sponsor
Yeah. He was born April 29th,
18.
Oh, they're not going to tell me the age.
1865?
1933. So he would be... Really? They don't tell the age.
So 33, we're in 24, so that's 90.
Oh, God, 90,
so 91. Damn. Go ahead, Willie.
April 29th, so he's 90. He'll be 91 in April.
Unbelievable.
No. Yes, 91 in April.
Regardless.
That's awesome. I don't know if he's still playing, but man.
I need to start smoking some weed.
That guy. Seth Meyers, and I forget why, and I know why. It was kind of like that other person. I knew why, but I forget that he did something.
Is he also from Tennessee?
I believe Seth Meyers is from North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Yeah, I think he lived on an Indian reservation.
I think that's bullshit.
I think he lived with the natives.
So does he get a casino too?
Speaking of the natives, let's end the show. I have something I'm going to read you.
Oh, okay.
Turning topics, that was fun. I think we gave a lot of good information, right?
We gave information.
When Trey and I do trending topics now, the reason we decided to do it wasn't for our pleasure at all. We don't enjoy it, but we feel you need to know.
You've got to know. You got to be up in the
and I think
in the news.
I think you're more in the know tonight than you were in the know after listening to this than you were before. Would you agree or disagree?
Yes, I think our listeners will definitely be more popular at work and at functions, knowing the knowledge
around
that
the water,
we just provided.
The water cooler.
Water cooler, yes.
Did you hear last night there was some sheep that were carrying cabbage patch dolls? That one got me. I'm sorry, I couldn't. That one got me. And there's evidence right there.
That poor sheep.
That poor sheep. Where were was the cabbage patch like stuffed up its ass? Okay. Anyway, to end the show tonight.
Pete is not going to like that one.
Nikki, Inge, we love you guys, and we want to keep continued contact. If they don't know by now that we like to kind of make light of things.
Yeah.
That I don't really think there's a cabbage patch doll stuffed up a sheep's ass.
We don't support that. That's what we're saying.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's why we brought it to light, is to stop this nonsense. Especially if there's any kind of...
In Wayne County.
If there's any kind of shit. What kind of shit was it?
What did I say? Pigeon poo? I forgot.
It's going to be totally different than what you... Some sort of shit, multiple animal shit in there that helps people for clarity.
Clarity, yeah.
All right, we're going to hit this and end the show. I saw this and it was very interesting. We all know the Washington Redskins have changed their name 3 or 4 years ago to the Washington...
Commanders,
which is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of cooler names, right?
It went to the Washington Football Club.
Yeah.
Football team. to the Commanders. Yeah,
I would rather have that than the Commanders is so stupid.
Yeah.
The bottom line is there'll always be the Redskins to me. And if we want to start talking about Native American stuff, which we haven't really done yet, I'm willing to do it. There's a lot out there. And there's a lot, and all of a sudden I got serious, but I am. There's a lot out there. It's not as simple as you think. If we want to talk about it, we can. But the bottom line is that is a tribe called the Blackfoot Tribe is who the Redskins are named after.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
The logo itself, if you remember the logo.
I do.
For people who can't see it, is a Blackfoot chief. It was drawn by a Blackfeet artist, approved by the Blackfeet Nation to be the logo.
Wow. I didn't know all this.
Yet it's considered offensive to white people. They're the woke. The woke left. The whiteies were like, nope, we got to remove this. Yet the Blackfeet tribe were the ones that did all of it for the team.
Wow.
And approved it. And all of a sudden.
Interesting.
And now there's the petition that's back out saying, hey, look, get this back. I mean, the Redskins, it's got tradition.
I can't believe all the football stuff we know. And I never knew that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I had to say it on the show. And that's why it was a perfect way to end. And think about that, people. I love you.
Later.
No bias here, just the facts and the fair. We look at both sides, do our best to compare. In this podcast realm where we compromise, balance is key and the facts don't lie. Stay in the gray where perspectives intertwine. We seek the truth in the gray we define. In this podcast journey, minds open wide. Shades the truth on this impartial ride.
Again. Real quick, Trey, do you think Willie Nelson has been to that diaper?
Oh, that's a good question.
The diaper. I mean,
he's got the
spa money
for it.
Yeah.
I would definitely do that.
Yeah. Anyway.
I was curious, how many times would you get a crazy text before you change your phone number? Like, how does it get to the thousands?
How did that not become a part of my story?
How do you not change your phone number?
What's the number that you change your phone number at?
I mean...
100?
In a day, yeah. I mean, it was 500 a day.
I'm saying.
That
makes the story more interesting.
Huh.
And we'll never know, people. See you later. Love you.
Bye.